95.7 The Hog, Daytona's rock station. It's now Daytona's drink station because it's Morning Hog Happy Hour. And that is Josh from SR Parrot. You familiar with them? Big company. Gives you drinks, gives you, well, in this case, it looks like snacks too. Steve, did you see all these people that Josh brought?
All I saw was snacks.
Yeah, I know. Josh, who is helping us out today?
So I have Jeremy Martin with me today. He's my counterpart on our non-alcoholic side of the business.
I know that,
so
dude.
I'm going to introduce him. And nice. Then he's going to introduce a guest as well.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I've got Joe Galeotto from Hal's with us today.
All right, Joe.
Come down from New York.
Look at Hal's.
Hit the market and get to meet everybody.
Look at that.
Good morning.
Well,
thank you for having us.
I'm glad we were, you know, spruce the place up for you. Steve.
You guys did good.
Joe, you brought some things I've never seen before. And this is all in the new SR Parrot fleet, right?
That's right. So we have some seltzer water.
Okay.
Non-alcoholic.
Okay.
And then we also have some kettle chips.
Oh.
I tried some of these yesterday, and they are fantastic.
Alcoholic kettle chips?
Yeah.
No, okay, I just want to make sure.
You can mix them.
I don't want to mix them.
Kettle chips for alcoholics.
Okay, fair enough. No, it's good. Well, listen, in fairness, it is early in the morning. We probably should lay a base before we get into the weekend.
I brought something else, too. We might be able to make a little bit more interesting.
I like where you're going.
So we got three different flavors with us today. What do you think we should start with?
I think lime is probably the best way to go this morning.
All right. Okay. So obviously a huge, you know, flavor with seltzer water is going to be lime, especially here in Florida.
Right.
Like I said, I tried this yesterday, and it is super clean.
Yep.
I'm going to let Joe kind of talk about the product itself here while
I
pour these.
You know what? I just recently had a lime beer.
Right.
And this smells just like it.
He means at 6 o'clock this morning. He's talking about that.
Very
before.
Recently.
Yeah, started the show. We started the show on Fridays, of course. But yeah, tell us about it, man. What's happening?
So
super clean.
Yeah,
super
clear. Like Josh said, into the SR Parrot non-alcoholic portfolio. This is a non-alcoholic seltzer. The top three flavors of what we're launching with SR Parrot effectively yesterday. The mixer capabilities of this brand is second to none. I think you'll start to see that with the taste of this lime flavored vodka that we have here now.
Oh.
But we have a lot of fun with this, and you know, we're a brand that's still only a few years old. We're starting to really develop, you know, the brand outside of the New York market. We've got a few key partners down here in Florida, but we're an all-natural seltzer, zero calories, zero sodium, zero sugars, totally clean label. The flavors come from the essence of the fruit, the oils from the essence of the fruit, so it's super clean, and you can you can really taste that clean flavor. So
yes,
you know, you got the gatekeepers, the moms, everybody's picking up the labels, trying to give their kids what's best for them, you know, whether it's at lunchtime or at dinner, and you know, Hal's fills all those little requirements that they have for their kids. Mm-hmm. Getting the soda off the table, bringing in, you know, something that's clean for them.
That would be me, especially during when I'm going to be overindulging on the holidays. It's kind of nice that something that's not going to weigh me down.
A little break in between. Right? Like you said, you know, the mixer capabilities are there, but it's a great product all by itself, right?
Right.
Super refreshing. Again, I can't stress how crisp and clean it is. I drink other seltzers on the market.
Ditto.
But now I'm not going to. There's no reason to.
Yeah.
Josh, is there vodka in this?
I have vodka in my cooler.
Oh.
Wow, this is,
Look out.
Okay. Tastes delicious.
Maybe it'll be a little mix.
Yeah, we can do that. We'll go through the other flavors, and
okay,
then we can mix it up a little bit.
What are the other flavors? Let's talk about
this. We have original and black cherry. You want to finish up with black cherry, or you want to go the original?
I think let's go to black cherry.
All right.
Let's do it. Steve, of course.
So who exactly was
our cherry?
Because, I mean, obviously that's got to have some sort of history behind the name, right?
Absolutely. So Hal was a nickname for the founder of a company up in New York. The company was called Big Geyser. Irving Hal Hershkowitz was his name. He founded Big Geyser, which is the largest non-alcoholic independent beverage distributor in the country, featuring 45 or so different brands throughout seven counties in New York, which is one of the largest markets in the country. And upon his passing in 2011, his sons, Lewis and Steven, felt like they wanted to honor his memory and his legacy with something. So they started this brand back in 2014 as, I'll say, a little hobby, something to kind of just see if it stuck. And, you know, after a couple of tweaks, a couple of label changes and bottle changes and some flavor changes, they hit it big. I mean, you know, in the New York market, we're doing about 1.5 million cases of seltzer across 10
really?
Different flavors.
Wow.
Jeez.
And that's only after a few short years, right? So,
yeah,
you know, when we look at the seltzer category as a whole, sparkling water, you look at some of the bigger names, whether it's a Schweppes or a Polar or a Seagram's, We kick their tails up and down the street up there, and we plan on doing the same thing down
here.
Nice.
Good job.
As we launch down here. So,
that's right.
I mean, we know who our enemies are, but you know, we know we have a better product at a better price, and you know, we're gonna, you know, execute against that all day long.
Right. There you go. Nice. Okay.
Yeah. Can we track this down already? I mean, obviously it's like new, but wait, what do we do to get some of this house?
So I'm not sure if our NA products are attached to our srbarat.com/beerfinder.
Okay, yeah.
I will find out about that.
Sure.
But in the meantime, I believe Jeremy has some locations. You might be able to find it right away.
Oh, I like it.
Jeremy's right now at Publix. It's in every Publix in our market. We hit the market yesterday, started selling it into a lot of the independent C-stores.
Nice.
A huge amount of success, so check your neighborhood stores.
Okay.
We'll also give you Jeremy's personal phone number here shortly, and you can call him directly.
Yeah, also available in select Targets.
Oh, okay.
There you go. That one.
All right.
The select ones are just follow Jeremy around and see if he goes to the Targets.
Exactly.
Go in and hold an empty cup out, drive around with one.
There you go.
I'll chug the rest of this. Stick around. More Morning Hog Brew Review coming up on 95.7 The Hog.